Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. This is about the US security strategy that was published yesterday, a 33-page long document published by Donald J. Trump's administration. So it makes a very troubling reading. Now, I've only read a synopsis. So it says there's going to be civilizational erasure of Europe, which is rather alarmist at the top. I mean, European countries face significant problems. The greatest one is called Russia, which is attacking a European country, Ukraine, attempting to lobotomize Ukraine, that the Ukrainians don't even think of themselves as Ukrainian, destroy democracy in Ukraine. Ukraine, a country with free and fair elections, with real election results, which even Russia doesn't dispute. With a free media, people are free to criticize President Zelensky, to demonstrate, and so forth, with fair trials, and so forth, where there are almost no allegations of torture even. Okay, some against some Russian prisoners of war. I would rather there were none. But, you know, you've got to get real. When thousands of Ukrainian civilians have been willfully murdered, not killed as collateral damage, deliberately murdered, knowing them to be civilians, of course the red mist is going to come down and some Ukrainians are going to do wrong. And Ukrainian soldiers who've fallen into Russian hands as prisoners of war, sometimes willfully murdered Russia, which violates the Hague Convention and the Geneva Convention on an absolutely enormous scale every single day, it would be preposterous to think that no Ukrainian would break the rules as well. So Russia, which carries out cyber attacks in various other countries, even kidnapped some people in Estonia as many years ago, burning down buildings in the United Kingdom, using chemical weapons in the United Kingdom, murder on the streets of Berlin, and. That's the existential threat which wants to bring back Stalinism, has done everything to promote Nazism as well as communism, everything to destroy democracy. So this security document says one of the dangers to Europe is foreign influence. Well, that's true, is Russian foreign influence. And I'm not remotely Russophobic. There are many lovely Russians, you know, was happy working there, would work there again under different circumstances if it were a free country. And I feel sorry for Russians too. They're heavily oppressed. Many of them are fooled by this 360-degree incessant propaganda. The security document also says that mass migration is like a security threat to Europe. Well, it's obviously for European nation states to determine their migration policies. If you've got a naturally very, very fast falling population like Greece, like Italy, like Spain, you might welcome immigration. Well, you need it. How on earth are we going to survive without it? Who's going to do the work? Who's going to pay the pensions? So immigration doesn't have to be the end of the world. I mean, there would be no United States if it weren't for immigration, okay? So the Native Americans there, and then Europeans started to settle there, and Africans and so on, often against their will, and Asians and so forth. The United States was founded by immigrants, has been sustained by immigration. Virtually every country has immigration and has always had it and shall always have it. It doesn't have to be a disaster. I realize it could be too much, and I realize it could be unselective. Anyway, so where this national security strategy is on the money is when it denounces censorship in the European Union. And that is true. That is disgraceful. But obviously, it's a bit rich coming from the Trump administration, which is censoring people in the United States, where people lose their jobs if they speak up for human rights. And foreign students have their visas revoked or expelled from the country if they say, stop the genocide. Now, they're not American citizens. I know that. But wait a second. Some of these constitutional rights apply to everyone in the United States, whether citizens or not. And you don't like what they're saying? Tough. They should still be allowed to say it. Making bogus accusations of racism against people who try to prevent genocide at the same time as the Trump administration is peddling flagrantly racist policies, indulging in the foulest racist language, like calling Somali people garbage and so on. Anyway, unsurprisingly, Putin's mouthpiece, Dmitry Peskov, has warmly welcomed this and says it's consistent with our vision. Well, when Putin's mouthpiece says that your document is consistent with our vision, you know you're in trouble. Whether one of the cruelest and bloodiest tyrants in the world applauds what you're saying, then something is going very badly wrong, saying that is a positive step. Okay. And it goes easy on Russia. It's pathetic on this one. Well, I should say on the Putin regime and so forth. So it's very troubling. And anyway, so the United States says they must reestablish strategic stability to Russia. Well, I agree, but that would be by defeating them on the battlefield. You know, if Trump had given those tomahawks months ago, maybe Pokrov's got a very different situation. If Biden had given much more military aid earlier in the war might well be over. And obviously, I blame European countries too. Now, some of the European countries have been fantastic with giving military aid to Ukraine. The United Kingdom has given a lot, should give even more. Republic of Ireland, we spend almost nothing on defense, so we should boost it. You know, we're only spending 0.2% of GDP. That is a tenth of the NATO average. I know the Irish Republic, we're not a NATO member state. Okay, we don't have to join, it's an unpopular idea. But precisely because we're not a NATO in the sense, we need to spend even more, like Switzerland does or something. Okay, and it's not like we're surrounded by NATO states. Mostly our border is maritime. And we have don't even have a navy to speak of. We didn't call it a navy, we called it a naval service and so on. And that's severely understaffed, I shan't say undermanned. It's all very worrying what's being saying here. So the report wants to bring back Western identity. I'm not sure how. Do I not know I'm Western? I am. And then the notion of Western is vague but comprehensible. Where's Western? Okay, the United States is Western. Is Mexico Western? I don't know. They're people who Spanish-speaking. Well, that's a Western language. A lot of them have European descent. Some of them are not. Or Mesoamerican descent. Are they Western or not? I mean, they've received a lot of cultural memes in the United States. They've transmitted it. It's unclear to me where's Western and where isn't. Okay, so, you know, in the 80s, we would have said Bulgaria is not Western. Now we say that it is. How about Turkey? Some Turks say it's Western. You know, Istanbul is mostly in the European side. The majority of Turkey is in Asia. Is it Western or not? It's debatable. It's unclear. South Africans have told me that South Africa is a Western country. And in Cape Town, it seems like it is. But in some places, it probably would seem like it isn't. So it's I don't know. All right. Says that Europe will be unrecognizable in 20 years or less. Okay. I wonder if this is coded language for like non-white immigration, which doesn't have to be bad. You could be non-white and Western. You could be white and non-Western. And I don't know who's white and who's not. It doesn't really matter. Some people definitely white. Some people definitely not. Some people possibly Syrians. Are they white or not? I think some of them are. But, you know, race is just skin deep. Doesn't make people bad or good or smart or stupid or anything. Okay, civilizational erasure. Well, what is in your civilization? I mean, partly it's your language, your judicial system, your architecture, your cuisine, your music, your dancing, all these things. I don't think these things are about to disappear. So it is preposterously apocalyptic. Okay, it's far from certain European countries will have economies and military strong enough to remain reliable allies. Well, I mean, this bit has some truth to it. The economic growth has been sluggish. They've not been spending things enough on the military. Fortunately, they've bumped it up. Germany's bringing back a limited form of conscription. I mean, I'm reluctant to go for conscription, but it might be unavoidable and so on. And it applauds patriotic European parties. Okay, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with patriotism, but who was it says Samuel Johnson, the last refuge of the scoundrel, or, you know, wrap the green flag around me. I'm not one of those. I have owned a tricolour. I have sweared myself with a tricolour. I don't do it too often. I realise it can be chauvinistic. I think this is hinting at their support for ethno-nationalists. And ethno-nationalism is bad news. I'm a nationalist. I'm a civic nationalist. Let them be triple underlined. Irishness is open to people of all ethnicities and religions. Okay, the Pakistani Irish people, I accept them as totally Irish, the right to be president and so forth. You know, the Brazilian Irish people, they can be Irish. Yes, absolutely. They have all the same rights as me. Nigerian Irish people, you know, Chinese Irish people and so forth. And like I say, I would apply the same to the United Kingdom. And so it goes on. So it talks about talks in regarding Ukraine. Right. But anyway, this is a very worrying hinting that they may betray the Ukrainians despite the Budapest memorandum, despite obviously Russia being very hostile to the United States and talking about taking back Alaska. So the European Union said that the US will remain an important ally. And now, of course, thing is, some EU member states are members of NATO and others are not. OK. And then the European Union is trying to develop its own defense identity just in case the United States one day abandons Europe, as it may be the case. And where Trump is correct is that they've been freeloaders. Europeans for too long, not spend enough on our defence. As I say, Republic of Ireland, we spend virtually nothing. But those further seas spend the most, you know, like 5%. If you're like Lithuania or Poland, close to Russia, even the very Western Europe, like Spain and Portugal, tend not to worry about it so much. Okay. And it is true that freedom of expression has been cracked down on. In the United Kingdom, people are criminalized for peaceful protests, children's defenders for trying to save little kids. It's appalling what's happening, the police harassment of children's defenders and of right-wingers and so on. Okay, so Donald Tusk, who is a prime minister of Poland, formerly head of the European Commission, said Europe is your closest ally, not your problem. Okay, need to cooperate. But, you know, sometimes EU countries are rightly criticized. The former prime minister of Sweden, Carl Bildt, said that this document is to the right of the extreme right. And, I don't think that's quite true, but it's true that the Trump White House has established cordial liens with Alternative for Deutschland, that political party in Germany. Now, I find AfD a bit worrying. I don't think they're as bad as some people say. Some people say they are extreme right and so on. And then what happens then is the police are to harass them. The establishment tries to take away their rights. You don't like AfD? Vote against them. Prove them wrong. But, you know, the police are not used this way against left-wingers, and they shouldn't be. So it really undermines democracy when the police are there to persecute political dissidents. Okay, so the Trump White House is really no one to preach democracy to us after their piracy on the high seas, the murder of fishermen in the Caribbean Sea, and so on. Washington D.C. is correct to say that Taiwan, Australia, South Korea, Japan have to spend more because of the rising threat of China. That is true. But some Democrats in the United States have said push back. This is offensive and it's really impairing relations with America's longstanding allies. Some countries have been allies of the United States since 1941. All right. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.